Michael McMahon is the principal at Hawthorne Hills. The award coming in, it's a small monetary award and a big recognition for the district. How does this happen?
Well, I think there's a lot of components to it. It comes down to what our teachers are doing with our kids here, that we're instructing students on a daily basis, and students are responding to it. They're getting better in the classroom through reading and math, and that growth from the beginning of the year and the end of the year is showing up in some of these report cards that you're seeing in the news as far as our state report cards, and the students are showing that growth, and it's enough growth that comparable to other schools with similar makeups, that our growth is greater. So the teaching and learning that's going on at Hawthorne is great.
There must be some different methods, some different initiatives, things that other schools are not doing to allow you to have that kind of success. Are you able to pinpoint just what it is that's different at Hawthorne?
You know, I think it's the staff. There's an amazing staff here, a veteran staff, as well as some younger teachers that they're here early and they're working late. They're doing everything they can for these kids. They're working in small groups, and they're taking a look at the data and seeing what is the concern for each and every student, and then addressing that concern and helping that student learn. And, you know, in the field of education, we call it differentiation. We're differentiating and meeting the needs of each and every student here at Hawthorne Hills.
As you look ahead, do you see things you can build on from what's already been accomplished and make it even better?
Absolutely. As a new principal to the district, the schedule that they put in place for all of the elementary schools in Wausau will allow for an intervention and enrichment block where students can break down specific needs of students and work a little bit more in depth on a learning target that they're working on. So it's small group learning as well as large group learning is gonna help us hopefully get this award a third year in a row.
I remember when I was in school many years ago, there were certain modules and certain portions of the instruction where it just went real easy. And then you get to certain units that are very difficult to understand at first. I'm guessing that part of what you do is identifying when the students are having struggles with a certain area so you can work closer with them.
Absolutely. That's what it comes down to. That's good teaching, is that, you know, it's easy to teach those kids when they're flying through the material and they're understanding it. But I've got a group of teachers out here that they know how to break it down for the students to understand. And you know, you're right on that. When it gets tough, the tough get going, and these teachers they're getting going, I suppose.
Recognition from the State Department of Public Instruction and a little bit of a monetary award there. Any plans for what the school will do with the $500?
You know, I think we'll use it for some reading instruction. If we can add some things to our classrooms as far as books or small things here and there, I think we'll try to add it through reading, and it'll help us, like I said, work towards that award next year too.